here with historian Ray Hudson and National Park Service anthropologist Rachel Mason. Ray and Rachel, welcome to Unalaska.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Great to be here.
So, Ray, you first got involved with this project about a decade ago. You were interviewing people that used to live in these villages. What did you learn about how they came to be abandoned?
The villages on the western side of Unalaska, Makushin and Kishiga, were part of an economic complex that was fairly healthy in the 19th century with sea otter hunting and that type of thing. And in the 20th century, with the end of sea otter hunting in 1911, the economy began to go downhill. Kishiga had a sheep ranch nearby, and that helped them out a bit. Makushin didn't really have much of anything. And they just gradually grew smaller and smaller. Borka, on the other hand, on the other side of Unalaska, on Sedanka Island, was more isolated and had far less what we might think of as an outside economy. And yet there were a number of very strong people who lived there and did subsistence activities. And it was a fairly healthy village up until World War II. Then the evacuation happened and the people were taken to southeastern Alaska. And at the war's end, they were brought to Unalaska or to Akutan, not back to their small villages. The reasons for that are probably complicated, but it had to do with the size of the villages, with the difficulties of reestablishing them, with the damage that had been done to the villages during the war.
Like looting and things
like that. Like looting and also just the abandonment to the weather for three or four years, you know, would do a job on any structure here.
What was it like to talk to these people about, you know, these homes that have been lost, places that really no longer exist?
Really, all of the people that I interviewed were children at the time of the evacuation or very young adults. And so they don't have memories of the communities as vibrant interlocking places, you know, where people lived. The memories from childhood can sometimes be very selective, you know, and often very positive, you know, who we played with, you know, what we enjoy doing, those kinds of things.
And Rachel, the book talks about your trek with some of the elders to go back to the village sites and retrieve some artifacts. What was that like for them?
There was something about the actual soil or the material presence of the village that was really important to people. And the descendants of Makushin pushing through the tall grass, there was an emotional significance and of coming back there that everybody felt. I think it was important to the children and grandchildren of the people who had lived there to stand on that soil. And the fact that we were able to bring back some dirt from Makushin and a nail from Makushin to Nick Galaktionov, I think just being on the place and where their ancestors had been or where they had been children was very meaningful to people.
Yeah, and meaningful to be able to kind of create a record of it, I guess.
Yes,
a physical
yes,
record. And,
yes.
And
just the appearance of the book and that people are looking at it, there's been a widening network of people who are interested in this project. And from looking at the book and seeing pictures that they recognize, we're still learning about new connections between the villages, identifying people in the photos, and so bringing it all together as Ray has brought together documentation from all a variety of sources, like the commercial records, the church records, and the priest journals, and then having it all together in one place will help people to think of new ideas that will lead to further knowledge about the villages.
Certainly, families who had living family members and those who've passed away from these villages, they should do their best to preserve any stories that are in the family, because by no means is this book complete. And could very well be wrong in some of its assumptions, you know. But if families could preserve these stories in one way or another, that would be extremely valuable.
Great. Well, Ray, Rachel, thank you so much for taking the time to talk.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Ray Hudson is a former Unalaska resident and Aleutian historian. Rachel Mason is the senior cultural anthropologist for the National Park Service in Alaska. Their new book, Lost Villages of the Eastern Aleutians, is out now.